Okay, welcome back. Last segment discussing the restriction on adverse possession. Actually, that was in the first segment. And I was describing something that's not as severe, that you're not going to take over someone's property, but you could create an easement. And I couldn't think of the term. And it's prescriptive easement, open and notorious use without permission. You may gain a prescriptive easement, maybe from a walkway or driving on a corner of someone's property. Again, to avoid that, and you're the owner, you want to give someone written permission or prevent them from using the property. And Richard asked if that had something to do with a doctor or a gaining a prescriptive easement, but I think he mixed up the terms. Okay, this just caught my attention. Of a new listing on Evening Song Court. And it just struck me that I don't know who makes up the names of these streets. These are these new developments, Stork Ranch, Evening Song Court. What is that? That's just ridiculous. And you know, we have some streets named in town near the airport, which is kind of in honor of people from, I think they were from veterans killed in war or injured in war, or maybe even ones that I can't remember they survived, but like David Love Place was one that came to mind. And then, of course, you name famous drives like Bob Hope Drive down in Palm Springs, and which was nice, Bob Hope Drive. He was a golfer, so the drive, you know. But what do you do with Diane Lane? Actually, in Santa Barbara, oh, that's a good one. There's two things to that story. I was thinking of the actress Diane Lane. What if they named a street after her or a lane? And they call it Diane Lane Lane. But there's actually a Diane Lane in Santa Barbara. The name of the street, you know, the name of it is Diane. Diane Lane Lane. And what does that remind you of, Richard? In Santa Barbara, Diane Lane Lane, there's something, there's a story that's exactly that. That repetitive Diane Lane Lane, but you'd actually don't call it that. Well, I'll tell you what it is right off the bat. If we had more time, we could make it a trivia question, have you call in. But it's Alice Keck Park. Amazingly enough, the woman, Alice Keck Park, donated land to become a park. So people call it Alice Keck Park, but in reality, it's Alice Keck Park. Okay, let's take a look at some of the 10. Let's look at least one of the 10 super exclusive gated communities. And I will say, I didn't add how many were from California, but I would say we can have the first one. I don't know if there are any particular order, but the first two are in California. Third one's in Hawaii. Then Florida. Then here's one, two, then there's three in California, there's three in Florida, four in California. Yeah, so California wins, four in California, three in Florida, Connecticut, Seattle, and one of the other states. Oh, Hawaii. But let's just look at the first one in Beverly Park, Los Angeles. And I'm also going to pull up this photograph, which does you no good, but it'll kind of remind me. Photograph shows a giant three-tiered fountain sitting in the middle of something very unusually shaped, and this giant motor court surrounding it and driving up to this grand entrance. Kind of a flat roof, columns on each side, an arched doorway, arched windows all the way throughout. At least on the ground floor, and then the top, kind of more of a flat roof with dental work. If you can believe that, that's a term that I remember from upstate New York College historical geography class. Anyway, Beverly Park, Los Angeles, one of the one super exclusive gated communities put together here. If you don't feel at home unless you're surrounded by a who's who of celebrities, then Beverly Park is the community for you, with about 80 well-manicured homes nestled in the hills above Los Angeles. It's actually two gated communities, North Beverly Park and South Beverly Park, not to be confused with South Park. Luminaries live in both, But those in the know say the northern estates are more opulent. Prepare to be cleared at the guardhouse before entering this refuge, where multi-million dollar mansions have housed actors, mega kingpins, and athletes. Stars who have called Beverly Park home include actors Denzel Washington and Eddie Murphy, athletes Barry Bonds and Magic Johnson, and media magnate Sumner Redstone and Power Rangers mogul Haim Saban. A minimum building size in the covenants keeps out shanties, and the community's homeowner associations are known to be tough critics of the estate's exteriors. Prices of these properties can exceed $30 million. I have exceeded the time limit for the segment. Got to go. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.